This is the audio presentation covering the assignments in Greek Lesson 7. Please open your textbook to page 198, where Mr. Ayers introduces the first set of Greek suffixes for you to memorize. And he starts off with an easy one. Ik, IC, ak, AC, tik, TIC, meaning pertaining to or like. Easy because you already know it, or should. It's identical in form and meaning to its Latin counterpart, ik, tik, the only substantive difference being that the Greek suffix changes from ik, IC, to ak, AC, if the letter before it is an I, as in maniac. And this raises another important point about this suffix. Just like its Latin counterpart, it's prone to creating substantives. Do you remember what a substantive is? Good. An adjective which functions as a noun. Even though a word like maniac ends with an adjective-forming suffix that means pertaining to, maniac is not used as an adjective really ever. Instead, it's a noun, as are its close kin, epidemic and quadriplegic and other ik-tik words, of which there are many. So get used to defining this suffix as someone or something pertaining to. The next suffix, ics, or tics, meaning the art, science, or study of, is in origin the plural of the prefix we just discussed, ik-tik. In ancient Greek, ics-tics is actually the plural of ik-tik. In this case, however, the Greeks didn't use the ending s to form the plural, but a, creating ikka and tikka, meaning literally things pertaining to, as in physika, meaning physics. Originally things pertaining to nature, that is, the study of the natural world. Also, to Ayers's meaning, the art, science, or study of, might be added the meaning activities of, like gymnastics and acrobatics. Note that the last prefix, oid, O-I-D, meaning like or having the shape of, sometimes carries a derogatory, that is insulting sense, as in factoid, a statement without clear context or relevance. It's often used in reference to an insignificant or trivial comment, something that may not even be a fact. Now let's review the bases you should learn here, starting at the top of page 199. With the third base, arca or archi, A-R-C-H-A, sometimes with E, A-R-C-H-E, meaning ancient, primitive, or beginning. Remember that I'm not going to discuss all the bases you are required to memorize in this lesson, just those about which I have something to say, but you do need to memorize them all. I don't need to keep saying that, do I? Good. If you do your job, I won't keep repeating myself. Returning to the point, to arca, archi, add the simple form arc or arch, A-R-C-H, which often has a sense head, that is chief or first, as in archangel or archbishop. Skipping the next base, which you still need to memorize. Make a note that gene or gone has a number of other senses worth learning. Besides to produce, it can mean be or beget, as in theogony, meaning the birth of the gods. It also has a scientific sense, create, or reproduction, often used in reference to reproductive organs, as in gonad and gonorrhea. To iatra, I-A-T-R, meaning physician or medicine, add the meaning care in the sense of medical care, as is seen in the word geriatrics, meaning the medical care of the elderly. To pep or pept, meaning digest, add the form peps, P-E-P-S, a variant which is seen in Pepsi, a drink that was originally intended to aid digestion. Because how well food sat on a person was often seen in the past as an indication of how good that person felt, Digestion came to be associated with mental state. So add the meaning attitude to this base. Indeed, you'll need that sense to interpret the word in sentence 16 of the exercises in this lesson. You peptic people have good digestion, which makes them, according to this logic, happy or optimistic, which is what eupeptic means. And that's all I have to add to Mr. Ayres's lesson here. Study hard and be eupeptic etymologizing.